My Three Sons. Starring Fred MacMurray. And as Bub, William Frawley.
John Keane.
Ah, the balance of the day to you, Paddy Brophy.
It looks like a grand day for the O'Caseys, huh?
Ah, we're proud of Will and Mick. Imagine them winning so much money.
Well, I'm the party who delivered the sweepstakes money to Mr. Michael O'Casey. I suppose you know that.
And Mickey sent half to young Will in America. I'm aware of the situation, Postman Brophy.
They're up in that room. I can't find them.
What a goofy thing to lose.
Maybe Bub can stand behind something when he makes a speech.
Bub, maybe you didn't even bring them. Are you sure you packed them?
Sure, I'm sure I packed them. Again, Dan came to press for me.
And I dressed them and I put them on your bed.
Well, then where are they?
I'll go up and take them.
Dad, I just looked.
I'll look again.
Welcome or no welcome, I'm not going to stand out there while the breeze whistles Makushka through my bloomers.
Stand around in this condition in front of Gilbride and Sullivan. Boys, turn the other way. Turn the other way, they'll get ideas.
Here, let me help you out your bike.
I can get off the wheel by myself, Tom Grogan.
Now, there's no need to bake me head off, Mary Kate, love.
Because I once had the weakness of intellect to become engaged to you. There's no reason for you to call me other than Mary Kathleen Connolly.
Bob, they're probably all the way
there. Come on, Bob. Did you find them?
Yeah, they're up in the window.
Find them. Well, come on, Mama, hurry up. Mayor Grogan's come to lead us to the parade. Oh, what a day for the O'Caseys. Tom Keenan's even brought his cart.
Fine, now, where's your coat?
Now, come on.
Where's my coat?
Your coat's right there.
Boys, get ready to go.
Dad, I got your hat.
Come on,
get your bicycle legs ready.
Where's my hat?
Let's go.
Who's got my hat?
I want to go.
Robbie's got it.
Rob, where's my...
He's got it.
Anyway, you don't want to hear from me. You want to hear from the prodigal himself. So without further ado, I give you young Will O'Casey, who became rich and famous winning the Irish sweepstakes.
Citizens of Farnsey, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for this glorious welcome. I paid a slight visit the other day over in County Sligo to my little pal, Jerry Finnegan. Jerry, I said, that's a grotesque-looking pair of socks you got on there. One all green, the other all red. He says, yes, it is grotesque. He says, I want to tell you a secret. I got another pair at home just like them.
Dad, if he starts telling those vaudeville jokes, we'll be here all day.
Then there was the day he walked into the pub. But he ran out of it.
So Casey Fair had the population in stitches just now.
They're caught pretty much at home on the stage. Boy.
Is there anything wrong, Stephen?
How much farther is it back to the fence?
Only 3 kilometers.
I guess I'm a little out of condition. It's been quite a while since I've ridden a bicycle.
You're out of practice.
Yeah. You know, I just can't get over the beauty of this country. Everywhere you look. Now, what's the name of that lake?
Lake? In Ireland, we don't call that a lake. That's just O'Brien's Pond.
Oh. Well, back to the fence.
Stephen. Why don't we go over there and sit a bit? You can rest your legs.
Hell, they could use it. Bye.
I warn you not to breathe so deeply. You'll not notice the stench so much.
Stench?
The mosses and the dead leaves and the rotting logs are not exactly perfumes from Paris. If you've no imagination, you can even get used to it.
I guess I have no imagination. Smells like perfume to me.
Hey, you guys, wait up!
What's the matter?
I think I got a flash.
Oh, boy. Chip, how come you're always the one who winds up with a flat tire or a poison oak or something?
Well, it's not my fault.
Okay, you got...
Why don't you quit acting like a dad just because you're going to get married?
Picked up a nail.
Hey, you guys, there's Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Now, wait a minute, Chip.
I'm alone.
Are you a professional wet blanket or something?
Well, heck, if I stuck out there with a girl, I'd want him to come and rescue me.
You know, Chip, in about 2 years, you're going to wonder how you could ever make a dumb remark like that.
It's like, let's get out of here.
You mean you guys are going to leave your father out there all alone with her?
Well, let's put it this way, Chip. If she gets smart with him, he can always beat her up.
You know, I've heard about the wonderful fishing in Ireland. You suppose there are any fish in this pond?
Oh, nothing but trout. Tell me about your home city. Do you have great wide streets with them giant American cars like we see in the films?
I'm afraid we do, Mary Kathleen. There are trout in here, huh?
Jumping wiggly things. So many of them, they get into each other's way.
That's so.
Do you attend many parties?
No. Filled with trout, huh? And here I am 4,000 miles away from my trout rod.
Well, we could borrow a pair of fishing sticks of my brother's.
Fishing sticks? You mean a trout rod?
Sure.
Well, let's go. Come on.
My brother's place is only a stone's throw around the bend.
Wonderful. Full of trout, huh? You suppose O'Brien would care if he fished there?
Oh, he won't mind.
Oh, good.
Seen fishing like this. I caught him in less than a half an hour just standing on the bank.
No, really?
Yeah, where can I put him, Aunt Kate? We'll have him for breakfast, huh?
Stephen, go to your room. Bribery will not save you.
What? Mama has rules about appearing in time for supper.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I'm late for dinner, Aunt Kate, but, well, the fish didn't start rising till about an hour ago, and, well, it was still daylight, so I thought...
Here we eat by daylight, so as to save the black and tans from having light to work by in the night.
Black and tans? Aunt Kate, Ireland's been a free state since 1921.
I'm aware of that. 'Tis but a tradition with us. 'Tis also a way to save electricity. 'Tis also a fact that you will not interfere when your elders are conducting discipline. March!
Aunt Kate, Dad was just letting that red-headed lady show him around.
Yeah, well, now, let's not get carried away.
Go ahead, Aunt Kate.
No, fellas, Aunt Kate's right. Rules are rules. Good night.
Stephen, come back here. Well, I talked to you.
But you weren't talking to me.
Well, I meant to talk to you. You were with Mary Kathleen Connolly this day.
Yes, yes. She was showing me the countryside.
We'll have a serious discussion at an early date. March.
Well, good night, all.
Good night, Dad. Good night,
Steve.
Stick me up a sandwich, will you?
Boy, I'll bet he's the only dad that ever got sent to bed without his supper.
Yeah, well, you're the only boys whose uncle got sent to the woodshed.
Oh, sure, but that was when you were a kid.
It was yesterday.
I was just going to ride into the village. Mickey said it was all right if I used his bike.
Not bike. Bicycle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The man who abbreviates always humiliates. Remember that, Steve.
Yes, I'll remember. Do you hear a hissing sound?
Oh, that'll be Gilbride and Sullivan conversing.
Oh. Well, I'll see you later.
What were you going to tell me?
Well, nothing that I know of.
I could have sworn you had something to tell me.
No, no.
All right, maybe off with you.
Goodbye.
takes a glass.
Ah, oh, that's my child. They haven't the presence of mind to keep a balloon inflated. Here, Stephen, take mine.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Aunt Kate, but I'm afraid your bicycle is a little too small for me.
Take it! The Lord refuses, it's a friend of yours. Hear that?
Yes.
Give it
there. Thanks very much.
There you go.
It's a dirty little thing, isn't it?
Devin, you look like a spider straddling his web.
Nothing at all, Mr. O'Casey.
Then get off with you!
Yes, ma'am, yes.
I'm sure Stephen had something to tell me. No, it was me. I was going to warn him about Mary Kathleen. I wonder if I'm getting old. Oh.
How old were the boys at the time?
Well, Chip was about 2. Bobby was 8. Mike was 11.
And so Willow Casey became the boy's mother, in a manner of speaking.
That's right. I don't know how we would have gotten along without him.
Oh, I suppose you'd have married again.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you no female person you're interested in, Stephen? Back home, I mean.
No. Oh, I have dates now and then, but there's no one in particular.
That's nice.
Oh, Mr. Douglas, and how are you this fine day?
Good morning, Your Honor.
Mary Kathleen. Mr.
All right.
It was
just an accident.
Tom Brogan.
Well,
let's be off, Stephen, before he drowns the entire village.
Well, I'm sure he didn't. I'm
mortified.
Don't worry,
I really
please. It'll dry right off. Well, it'll smell like a brewery. You mean how you swing the club?
Yes.
Well, you give me a left hand. That goes right there. Now, the right hand, over there. Now, you overlap with a little finger. Keep your left arm straight and turn back. No. Keep your head down. Watch, you have to keep your eye on the board. Hey. Another acorn. We're not even under a tree.
Tom Grogan.
Isn't that the mayor of your village?
Yes.
Well, what's he doing here?
Oh, I don't know.
Will you have a bit more?
No, thank you. Okay.
You've had enough. I'll take a little myself. Well, that was my only venture into foreign climes. My father took me there on a sailing vessel.
Well, tell us, Aunt Kate, what was Paris like in those days?
Oh, it was lovely. With fine horses clopping about and beautiful ladies loping along. Oh, we couldn't stay long. There was a war. Napoleon was fair put out about it.
Napoleon?
Hi, Aunt Kate. Did you get to meet Julius Caesar on those cars?
Well, I might have, little Willie. Of course, I was 9 years of age at the time, and people came and went.
Oh, Napoleon III, she means. That's the Franco-Prussian War.
Well, I didn't know it had such a fancy name.
Okay, Mama, open up. I'm sorry we called Gilbride and Sullivan two fatheads.
Forget it, Mickey, forget it.
Yeah, it's no use.
Once you've been sent to bed without your supper, that's it.
I say, Gilbride and Sullivan are getting ready for sleep. I think it's time the little people did the same.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well.
Thanks, Aunt Kate.
Thanks, Aunt Kate. Very much.
You're Jeez, welcome, delicious. Boys.
Good night.
I hope you're comfortable in the loft.
Sure.
God bless you.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, boys. Off to bed?
Yeah, back in the hayloft.
Well, good night.
Oh, Stephen, did you have a nice stroll?
Yes, it's a lovely night, Aunt Kate.
I'll fetch you a cup of tea.
Oh, thank you. Lovely little town, lovely people.
Did you find Mary Kathleen charming girl?
Yes, she's a lovely girl, Aunt Kate.
Did you know that she's engaged to marry with Tom Grogan?
The mayor? Well, no, I didn't know that.
I don't think she's entirely happy with the situation. She has the restlessness.
Yes, I felt that.
This is not to belittle you, Stephen, but I think Mary Kathleen would marry a toad to get away from Ireland.
She would.
I hope I'm not riffling your feelings.
No, no, of course not.
Stephen, here's what you do. You tell Mary Kathleen that this is a dirty little village and a miserable place to abide in.
Oh, but that's not true.
Of course it's not true.
Aunt Kate, I've always taught my boys to face a problem directly.
We're facing the problem directly in a roundabout way.
Well, I'm not so sure I like this psychological approach.
Psychological me foot. Now, come on.
Aunt Kate, why don't I just tell her she's a beautiful, charming girl and she ought to stay right here in Farnsey?
No. Will you do as I say now? And if it doesn't work, you'll bring her back here to me. And I'll beat her around the shoulders with my stick. Now, get along.
Oh, I think it's a very pretty little village. Quaint, has a lot of charm. Of course, there is a lot of poverty.
Well, there are some parts that have poverty.
I suppose it's quaint because, it's so isolated from everything.
It's not all that isolated. We read books and magazines.
Oh, sure, sure. But, you have to admit that it is pretty primitive.
Granted that you have in America many things that we don't have here.
Yes, and I suppose you can't miss something if you've never had it. Hey, you know, Mary Kathleen, as long as you're going to have to live around here, you just have to get used to that terrible smell of the rotting peat moss.
You seem to have changed your mind, Stephen.
Hmm?
You once said you thought it smelled like perfume.
Well, I guess it kind of grew on me. It doesn't smell like perfume to me now. Boy.
That isn't all that bad.
And you just have to get used to the fact that Farnsey is primitive and underdeveloped, and the roads are a mess when it rains, and the pigs run all over the place, and the people are... Well, don't get me wrong, they're wonderful people, but... This acorn-throwing mayor of yours, this Tom Grogan.
That acorn-throwing mayor happens to be in love with me.
Oh. Well, I suppose in one of these days he'll ask you to marry him and expect you to settle down in Farnsey like all the generations before and lived in the thatched cottages and the pigs will run all over the place and... You know, I admire a place that won't change no matter what the rest of the world does.
That's right. Tom Grogan will not change. And the mud will not change. And the pigs will not change. And friends will remain friends. And honest neighbors will remain honest neighbors. And the hearts of these good folk will not change. And... Stephen Douglas. I think you've been leading me down the garden path, so to speak.
That I have, Mary Kathleen. But it wasn't my idea. It was Aunt Kate's.
You know... I sometimes think the dear woman has been touched by the gifts of the little people.
Or you could look at it this way. Maybe when we get to be 103 years old, we'll be just as wise as she is.
Now, the truth is, they came and we made them welcome. Now, that's the sight of it. Come down, you great handsome devil, and give me a kiss.
You're a wonderful woman, Aunt Kate.
Good luck to you, darling.
Thank you.
And you, now, young Wynn, Watch your racking cough. And don't fall in the muck with your Sunday best.
I'll try not to, Aunt Kate.
All right.
Take care of yourself now.
And do that, dear.
I'll never be the same.
Where are the boys? Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Aunt Kate.
Goodbye, Mary Kathleen.
Oh, I'll not say goodbye to you, Stephen.
Goodbye, Stephen.
Goodbye, Tom. Good luck to both.
Thank you.
Child, what are you crying for?
It occurred to me we may never see young Will again.
Well, you have some money left from the sweepstakes, haven't you?
Aye, Mama, in my mattress.
Well, then, inquire as to visitors' permits to America for next year.
You're watching Fandemonium Weekend, where all episodes are fan-selected. And even better, coming up next is another episode that ranked among the top 10 most popular. It's sure to provide TV satisfaction guaranteed, so stay tuned.